Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Business leader Steve Jobs once said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." Our guest today is indeed a leader displayed by his faith, creativity, and productiveness. He's had a dream, and he's done something about it. In the process, he has experienced God's abundant resources. He's here to tell us about it. You know, the scripture says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Proverbs 13:12. I want to let you know why we have this program. It's because we believe that God has given us the privilege of leading you closer to Jesus Christ, to experience God's love in a very personal way. You know, your dream can come true. Did you know that in the pursuit of that dream, wherever you might be, whether you think you're going backwards, forwards, or sideways, did you know that you are in process right now? Tyler Nakamura is a musician. He grew up on the North Shore of Oahu, graduated from Kahuku High School. He and his family have been members of North Shore Christian Fellowship for many years. I've heard a lot of good things about Tyler, and when I heard his newly released CD, and it's entitled "Can't Stop," I said, "I've got to have him on my show." He's obviously very gifted, as you will soon hear, but that comes with a story, one that will lift you up to new levels of faith. Tyler, welcome to our show.
Hello, thank you.
Good. Master Sergeant Cambry and I were talking, and you know, when he told us, you know, when he graduated, we thought, wow, oh, it's great to have people of the young, vibrant generation our studio with us today. Well, Tyler, I mentioned Kahuku, North Shore, but tell us a little bit more about where you grew up.
Yeah, I was born and raised on the North Shore, grew up on the beaches, playing Little League, watching the Waipio team bring us back memories. Yeah, I used to play down in Wailua at Puiki Park. And so I have many years clocked in there, and yeah, just good friends and family and fishing. And
what position?
I was a catcher because I wasn't afraid to get in front of the balls, I guess.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. Master Sergeant Cambry, his team, when he grew up, he went to the World Series twice.
Really?
And they won. They won it one year, right,
yep,
Carlos?
Exactly.
Where were you from?
New Orleans.
Wow.
Yep, New Orleans. So understand that catching place, though.
Yep.
What else was it like growing up on the North Shore?
Just country, I guess. You know, beaches and laid back and relaxation. I don't know, not so much of an agenda, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I was pretty disciplined growing up, though. My mom, you know, she didn't let me slack off. So it was school, then I couldn't go and do anything after school until I had all my homework done. And so she instilled a lot of good principles and discipline in my life growing up.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
they're really cool. My I have two really good parents, and like I was saying, from my youth, they instilled really good morals about respecting one another and treating others how you wanted to be treated, and just having goals in life, mm-hmm. and staying focused. And so a lot of those things that I took for granted, and sometimes, you know, kids nowadays, they don't have that instilled in them. So mm-hmm. The older I get, the more thankful I am mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. things that they taught me when I was growing up. So,
how did you become a Christian?
It's kind of funny. I've been into music my whole life. So the church that I attend now, North Shore Christian Fellowship, they had mm-hmm. an outreach. And one of the members of Naleo Pilimahana, Nalani Choi, mm-hmm. she's a member of our church. And for like 2 or 3 years, they were doing these outreaches out at this beach park. And I remember like the second year, they said that Kopena was going to play. Mm. And so I was like, oh, I really like them. So I went out with my family and my friends, and we just posted up on blankets and listened to them jam. And then they gave like an altar call, and Kelly Boy gave his testimony. Mm-hmm. And it was weird. I had no intention of, you know, what was going to go on that day. But yeah, I heard the message, and, you know, I could just feel God calling me home to him, and, you know, just knowing that that was the thing that completed my life. Mm. So I went forward at the altar call and accepted the Lord, and, you know, been walking ever since. So that was when I was a junior in high school.
So from that point, how did you actually get plugged into actually start playing Christian music?
I started going to church. Actually, it was kind of a slow start. I got saved, and then I would go and sit in the back kind of off and on. And then they had these things where it's kind of like a talent show at our church, mm-hmm. like every once in a while on a Sunday night. And so I signed up. And the funny thing is, I actually played like a couple Hawaiian songs. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny now. But yeah, so I did that. And then after that, the guys who were involved in like the worship team asked me to come and start playing on Sunday nights, and then I got into Sunday mornings and started leading worship at Bible studies. And yeah,
you know, Tyler, you have a new CD out. It's just a really neatly designed cover, but the music inside too, man. It's titled Can't Stop. You've got several songs on here.
Mm-hmm.
I love the titles that you selected. I'd like to wonder if you could tell us a little bit how you get inspiration to write these songs.
I think it's a combination of things. Obviously, first of all, it's inspiration from God,
mm-hmm.
who has given us all talents and gifts and a calling in our life. And so I think knowing that, and then being in his word, knowing mm-hmm. what he wants from us and what his will is, and I take those things, and then I look around at the lives of my friends and even people that I don't know, and even myself. You know, we all go through trials and hardships and even mountaintop experiences, but, you know, everyone you see around is walking through life, either with or without the Lord. And so, you know, my heart is to connect, you know, what God's purpose is for us through his word, knowing what his word says, and how that helps us through all the heartache and the pain you see people in, and them not knowing where the answer is, and trying to create that bridge for them through my music.
You know, you wrote a song called Rooted Deep, and it just makes me wonder, you know, what you went through to be able to express what you express in that song. And I want our audience to hear it. We're going to play your song, Rooted Deep. We're going to play several of your songs. And I just sometimes just an amazing blessing of gifted musicians under the anointing of God's Spirit has a way of miraculously working in the hearts of people. And you're going to be touched by hearing not only the music, but the inspiration behind it. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tyler Nakamura to, we're going to hear that song, and he'll give us some background about it. And I believe it's going to really connect with your life. So stay with us. We're going to be back with more from Tyler Nakamura and hear from his song, Rooted Deep. We're here with Tyler Nakamura. He's the musician, guitarist, singer who produced a new CD entitled Can't Stop. Stay with us. We're going to be right back to hear more from him and his songs. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our very special guest today, Tyler Nakamura. He's got a new CD out entitled Can't Stop. And Tyler can be, you can find out more about Tyler at tylernakamuramusic.com online. You can reach him even by phone. I mean, if you... Because you listen to the music, you want to get a hold of it, just give them a call, 808-351-4386. 351-4386. Big mahalo to our sponsors, Wahiawa Dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A Electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winter Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai, and Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You know, it's, we heard about your family background, and, you know, what led you to the Lord. But tell us, did you ever play music with another group before? And how did you come about moving forward into Christian music?
Sure. I grew up with music in my life since I was born, actually. When I was four, my mother enrolled us in piano lessons.
Wow.
So I played piano from when I was 4 years old till I was 13. And then I thought it wasn't cool anymore. I regret that a lot, man. If I kept playing, could have been pretty good. But anyway, I wanted to pick up the ukulele because I seen all my friends walking around with it. And I didn't actually get into that, though. My dad had an old guitar that was lying around that he didn't play anymore. And so all my friends played ukulele and none of them played guitar. So I started playing that thing. He had like a little chord sheet. Mm-hmm. It had like a bunch of chords on it, and I'd sit at home and learn the chords, and then I'd listen to songs that I'd like back then, like in high school, and I'd hear them and learn them on the guitar. And then me and my friends started like a little backyard jam band, and we'd play at like birthday parties and graduations and all that kind of stuff, just covering Hawaiian music. And then when I got saved, I started leading worship at Bible studies and playing in church and started writing some of my own music. Mm. So
okay. It's kind of a process.
It is a process. So from that point to where you are now, how long would you say it took you to get to high school?
Oh, sheesh. I've been out of high school probably about a good 10 years. Wow. I've been, you know, going to church and then, you know, writing songs, and from leading worship to, you know, producing my own CD here, it's been, a really long process when you think about it. So,
well, you know, first of all, we got to congratulate you, man.
Yes.
on a milestone moment in life.
That's right. I mean,
you know how many people, they dream about doing it, they think about doing it, but you did it, and it's now in our hands.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us about Rooted Deep.
Rooted Deep, I wrote, it's pretty simple, and writing it, I thought about all the distractions that we have in this life, and anything from girls to trials, and I actually took it from the psalm when it says being a tree planted by the river, and so that's just what I had in mind when I wrote the song. Of how all these things can come at us in life, but if we stand firm in the Word of God and His promises for our life, that, you know, we can make it through. So this is just a song of encouragement to stay rooted deep.
None of your petty little trials gonna detour me. None of your tricky little schemes gonna deceive me, no. None of your pretty little females gonna distract me. Oh, your silver and your gold won't possess me, no. 'Cause I'm stronger, stronger than you know. Yes, I'm stronger, stronger than you know. Is gonna uproot me, no. I'm rooted.
Tyler Nakamura from his new CD, Can't Stop, Rooted Deep. Hey, Tyler, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Maybe email, which is just Tyler Nakamura, my full name, no spaces, at gmail.com. And I do have a website that you mentioned earlier that's now up. It's TylerNakamuraMusic.com. And on there, there's links to my Facebook and my MySpace. So there's a whole bunch of ways that people can contact me, I guess.
Well, you're in process, right? I mean, things are developing as we speak.
Exactly.
New website up.
Yeah.
People want to get a hold of your CD. I think it would be a great, not only for you to have and to listen to and to soak in, but I think it would be a great gift. Don't you think, Carlos?
I think it'd be an awesome gift. As a matter of fact, from the first time I listened to it, I shared it with folks. And, especially the next generation, it's something relatable. It's mm-hmm. something that was written from someone from their time frame, and they can connect with it, you know. So it brings about a lot of things. And it also caught my interest, and I'm from the further generation.
Right on. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. I wanted to write music that caught the ear of not only Christians, but, you know, I have a lot of people that I love that don't know the Lord yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think sometimes a drawback about, you know, some Christian music is that they don't think it's cool or it doesn't sound good to them. So, you know, kind of my heart was to make something that people who don't know the Lord, that it catches their ear. And then when mm-hmm. they hear the lyrics, it's like, you know, that works on the heart. Because I think there's something about music where you're drawn to it, and then you start reciting the words of the songs, and, you know, you see little kids reciting words and they don't even know what they're talking about. So it's something about those words going into your brain. And so I figure if I can write songs that will encourage people to seek out the Lord and to know his love, then, you know, that's what I want to do. So,
you know, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about another song that you wrote that's on here called You're Not Alone. I can't help but to think that there are people who just feel like a gaping hole of loneliness of all ages and all backgrounds, especially in a time now, you know, we have this series Hope in a Time of Crisis. Mm-hmm. People struggle. I want you to share with us about that when we come back with Tyler Nakamura.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Tyler Nakamura. He has a new CD out called Can't Stop. I do want to invite you to be a financial partner with the Good Life Hawaii Radio. You know, this is also a listener-supported radio show. And your donation is very important to helping us reach more people with God's love and hope, especially at a time like today. Your prayerful financial support, much appreciated. Much appreciated. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, and you can go ahead and send it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Again, Danny Yamashiro Ministries, mail it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709.
You know, Tyler, as I listen to your music, the music, the beat itself has a very nice, very smooth, very comforting island style that is unique, especially for Christian music. And it really ushers people in to whereas the next thing they hear is the words that you say right. as you minister to them. And I think that is that's a great thing. It's awesome because, you know, you don't hear Christian music that sound that way too often. What led you to actually want to do music in that particular way?
I think just growing up on kind of that reggae vibe and in the islands, I listened to a lot of Bob Marley and a lot of just the local bands here. So I wanted to take that part of just me and my music and merge it with kind of the contemporary Christian stuff. And the I like listening to all kinds of music. So I think I kind of merged all those things, and I wanted to get a sound that wasn't exactly something from the mainland, but wasn't exactly something from Hawaii, like kind of like a blend of things. And I think they did a pretty good job of, you know, mixing
awesome
the
job.
Songs. So, yeah, I'm really happy.
Tyler, there's a lot of people that feel a sense of loneliness today. Sometimes it's so lonely you can't even describe it.
Sure.
But it could be dark, could be cold, you know. But it's that place that people may be at. You wrote a song called You're Not Alone. Tell us about it.
All right. Yeah, I actually wrote it pulling it from a couple different scriptures. It came to mind when I read that there's a scripture that says that the devil, you know, prowls around like a lion ready to devour. And so I wrote that, you know, the song off of that, and also just how God's word tells us that he never forsakes us and that he's always faithful. And so I wanted to portray that in the song and to talk about the hard things that you can face in life and the things that you can go through, but that there's a God that's always there and always ready to help you and to show you his love.
Wow. So.
Let's listen to this song.
Don't let him get a foothold. Don't let him bring you down. He encroaches like a lion, plots and plans without a sound. Oh, oh. Let him
deception. A tiny spark in time gives birth to wildfire. Many strong may venture still. Oh, wisdom cries out from the hilltop, and your conscience feels your heart drop. Those who love me, those who seek me, diligently find me.
Nakamura from his new CD, Can't Stop. Tyler, you can be reached by email, right?
Yes.
And online at your website. His email address is Tyler Nakamura, one word, TylerNakamura@gmail.com. And his website is www.TylerNakamuraMusic.com. And you can connect with him via his website and MySpace and
Facebook.
And his number, his phone number, 808-351-4368. 351-4368. I think this would be a great gift, but also a great ministry to yourself by just getting a hold of it. So, Tyler, you know, you've written a number of songs. Mm-hmm. That song touches on the reality that people feel when they experience bouts of loneliness. And sometimes those bouts can last a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good ministry. But you also wrote a song called Walk Into the Light. I want you to explain where that came from and how you were inspired to write that. I want to listen to it when we come back from our break. And then, after we listen to that song when we come back, maybe the Lord has given you a word of encouragement to somebody. I mean, you might have faced some tough times yourself too, huh? there are others facing those rough moments, and I think you can really encourage them. So I want to hear from you right when on. We come back. We'll come back with more from Tyler Nakamura. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Tyler Nakamura, with a new CD, Can't Stop. And we can't stop listening to his music today. A big mahalo to our sponsors, like Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1 electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, and Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also want to invite you to become a financial partner with the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. This is also a listener-supported radio show, and your donation is very important to helping us reach more people with God's love and hope. A prayerful financial gift would be much appreciated. You can go ahead and write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii, 96709. That's P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii, 96709.
You know, Tyler, in listening to your music, it's so obvious how you can hear different books and different verses from the Bible, such as Proverbs and Exodus. You talk about Moses. You talk about the promiscuous woman. And people can, they can really grab a hold to those as they fester and manifest within their spirit. But it would be interesting for me and everybody out there to hear how have God helped you through some tough times that you have faced and challenged through life?
I mean, the word says that, you know, testing and trials are necessary for us to build character. Mm. And so I think if you're grounded in the word and you know what the purpose is of those tough times that you glean from them, and that it makes you a stronger person of faith. And I haven't been through the hardest times. I mean, I look around, I see a lot of people who go through, you know, things that are a thousand times worse. And, you know, I have food on my table, a roof over my head, and you look around on TV and you hear, you know, these kids, third world countries, don't even know where their next meal is going to come from. Yes. And so much suffering. And so I don't think I can relate, you know, on that level, but it's, I think we all go through things, trying times that cause us to lean on the Lord and to be in his word and to trust him that he's going to pull us through every situation. And that's the thing that I write into my songs, how everyday life is affected by the promises of God and how we can find hope in his love. So
awesome.
You talk a lot about the word, and like, you know, Master Sergeant Camry was saying, you know, we can hear the word in your music, and it just has a way of percolating right into people's yeah. hearts in ways that they might not even realize.
Sure. Yeah.
And so tell us about this song you wrote called Walk in the Light.
Yeah, this song I wrote is actually kind of a song I wrote for the church, for my friends. And even in my life, in everyone's life, you see how things can creep in and we can get mediocre and we can, you know, start slacking off in all these little areas and really not take up all the blessings that God has for us. So I wrote a little bit about that and just encouraging how once we get saved, that's not like the end of the road. You know, we need to keep learning his word and getting to know him better. And that's how we reflect his love more, that people can see in us that don't know him yet. And another part was just our little differences. I wrote another verse about how even, you know, amongst brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have all our differences and how we can let those things get in the way more than they should a lot of times. So
I pretend I'm blind, you pretend you're blind, in an effort to hide the conviction in our mind. All things permissible, not all beneficial, consequences vary in our liberties. When you should be telling me you're still sucking on the milk, showing the signs of spiritual maturity. With blurred sight and cross lines, it's difficult to divide between the black and white. I believe I'm right, you believe you're right. It's hard to believe that we will ever unite. We all have opinions, preferences, traditions. I don't think that we always will see eye to eye. Remember the servant to whom much was forgiven, but forgot the mercy and he ceased to be kind. Salvation, for God is
Sunday, Walk Into the Light, from his new CD, Can't Stop. You know, Tyler, I'm looking at your website and I'm thinking, your website, TylerNakamuraMusic.com. And, you know, if you go to his website, TylerNakamuraMusic.com, you will see some incredible photographs.
I seen you looking at those things on the break. You're going to be tripping out on those.
You know, the pictures, let me just give you a glimpse of it. It's like a lot of the pictures are taken underwater.
Right.
And, you know, I see a couch underwater. There's tables underwater. I'm wondering how you got it all there.
That was an interesting day in itself, just getting all those things into the water.
And, I mean, diving into the water from that rock in Waimea Bay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the way the pictures look, Tyler, it looks like the quality of the photo. Just, I mean, from my, you know... amateur eyes, you know, they look like the next few covers of more CDs or something, man.
Yeah,
you got to add those pictures in because, you know, it says so much. I mean, tell us, how did that inspiration come about in taking those pictures?
I actually had a couple friends, Chris Johnson and my friend Brent Bielman. And so Chris did that first shoot with the guitar. And he had a few good ideas, like jumping off the rock and a couple of things underwater. Like, you know, on the North Shore, they train and they hold on to big boulders and run, you know, underwater increase your lung capacity and stuff. So we did that, a whole bunch of shots with the guitar, and those came out cool, really cool. And then my friend Brent saw those and he's like, oh, I got a good idea too. And Brent shoots like photos and stuff. His uncle's Brian Bielman. He's like a really big surf photographer, but he's like, why don't we make like a living room setup under the water? So we went around and got like all these things. Actually, there's like an iron table and chairs that were my mom's, and she's really mad about me because once you put things in the salt water, it's all rusted now. And then I ran up to...
but it's immortalized in the photographs.
Yeah, yeah, right. So it'll live on forever. And we got a couch from like Schofield that people had thrown out, and we brought all those things down to the beach, swam those things out like 30 yards, and, you know, put them down on the bottom. We actually had to put a whole bunch of big rocks on the sofa because it would keep floating up. So it was like four of us trying to push that thing down to the bottom and throw like... you know, rocks on it. And then actually swimming down every time to take the shot was just a mission in itself because I had jeans and the guitar, which was filled with sand, to keep that on the bottom. And to then to look like it was normal, like sit there like I'm supposed to be there. It's like it was an adventure for
sure. And the colors are just, they jump out at you. They're absolutely compelling. Like I said, man, I sing new CDs. I hope you got more songs coming too, man.
Oh yeah, I'm continually writing.
And but Tyler, congratulations, man, on this
thank you very
milestone moment. You know, a parting shot, a word to somebody today who just might be, you know, maybe they feel like they're weighted down by a rock. I mean, you're talking about rocks, right?
Sure.
But they want to lighten the load. They need some encouragement.
Well, there's a lot of things that can weigh you down in this world, you know. You know, money and relationships and feeling lonely or your heart being broken. There's so many things that as humans we're subject to. But God's word says that our hope is found in Him. So if I could encourage anyone today, whether they know the Lord or don't, get a hold of a Bible. And read His word. And if you don't got one, then just pray to Him, because it says that God hears our prayers and that He's always willing to help. And there is no one else that knows us as well as He does, because He created us, and that can love us as well as He does.
So. Wow.
Mahalo, Tyler. Tyler Nakamura. You can email him, TylerNakamura@gmail.com. Visit him at TylerNakamuraMusic.com. His number, 351-4368. Big mahalo to you today and for being our guest. Here's the scripture. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Tyler Nakamura.
Thank you.
Until next time, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.